Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Monahan, your host for Biscuit Tea Mystic, and tonight I want to share an angel. The angel's name is Shamilo, and it means he who sees God. This archangel has been called by many names throughout history, therefore is sometimes confused with other angels. His mission is to bring peace to the world, and as such, he protects the world from fear and lower vibrations and negative energy. He is believed to have all-knowing vision, seeing the incorrectedness between all things. Archangel Shamilo assists us in finding strength and courage to face adversity when it seems we have none left. He can also help find items that are lost, find important parts of our lives as life's purpose, a love, a relationship, a new job, support of friends, and to find solutions to problems. Lastly, Archangel Shamilo also helps heal anxiety, bring peace, and to repair relationships and misunderstandings. We need that nowadays more than ever. I'm going to bring Jason on. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Kelly Jo, how are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me back on. I appreciate it.
I wanted to read that angel because we need an angel like that right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For sure. for everyone's benefit and peace of mind. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Totally. So do you have anything coming up?
Really? I'm enjoying my own episodes coming up for my show. I'm still doing my regular interviews and stuff, and just looking forward to things getting better going into 2021. Professionally, I'm keeping most of my stuff to remote readings and online phone call type stuff. I'm not doing anything in person or anything like that.
So what's your next big show coming up?
I have an interesting interview coming up. I'm trying to think if it's – I think it's this week, actually. It's going to be with somebody from Australia, which is really exciting.
Neato.
It's going to be Rebecca Dawson. She's Australian, and she's coming on to discuss her book, The Agreement. And since she's 12 hours ahead of me, we're going to do the interview at 8:30 in the morning on Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's cool to be able to do, international stuff like that occasionally. So.
Yeah, that's really neat.
Thank you.
Well, we have a few callers in the room, so I guess we'll probably get started. 205. Hello, 205. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Kelly Jo. My name is Patricia. I'm from Alabama.
And what's your question, Patricia?
Whatever messages you have for me from spirit.
Well, you're on the right pathway. You aren't to the left or to the right. You're where you need to be.
You said I'm on the right path?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Jason?
Okay.
Two things. Hi, Patricia. One, I feel like you've been dealing with some distance from those closest to you, and I know a lot of us have, but I feel like there's someone that's close to you in your life that you haven't been as close with as you'd like to be, and I feel like you guys are going to get closer as the close of the year comes together. So that's something that I feel like you've been like worried about, or there's something there, and I feel like it's going to be beneficial for you. So whatever it is between you and this close person of yours, if it's a family member or whoever that is, someone close to you, I feel like you had conflict with each other, misunderstanding, and I see things evening out towards the end of the year around December.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jason.
The other thing I add, one other thing to say is a lot of the things we're worrying about right now, you're going to notice starting around Thanksgiving, things picking up for you a little better. And a lot of the concerns and worries you may have are you're going to start noticing that they have an expiration date, not in a negative way, that your worrying is going to slow down or concern. That's what
yes.
I see coming up.
Oh, my goodness, yes. They'll have a lot of worry, and I'm pretty sure everybody else, but there are specific things that I have been worrying about. As a matter of fact, today I've been trying to get together, so that is very promising. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And more importantly, anything else I just want to ask you, more than worry, just focus on the positives that you do have, because that's going to get you through any kind of tribulations that you've been through.
I sure will. Thanks
Thank you.
Again.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Mary Jo.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you both.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay. 631.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hello.
Where are you from?
Suzanne, Long Island.
What's your question?
I started a part-time job because it's closer, because I'm going to be moving to where the other job I had. Do you see them hiring me full-time at all?
Go ahead, Jay.
I get the word yes, but it will be a delay in the hiring process, so it's not going to be right away. It's going to be something that leads to it. You just got to be patient with it, but it does get there.
Do you know when?
I feel like you need to be clear with whoever it is you're communicating with about your expectations and what you're looking for, and then they'll be able to convey to you better their expectations about time frames. But I feel like you can definitely have it rectified if you ask questions now. As you have the decision coming, then waiting till later.
Okay. Hello?
Yes.
Kelly Jo, go ahead. You have anything to add?
Well, I'm saying that, like, I agree with Jason, there's a delay. It probably won't work until next semester of the school thing, then it'll be more solid.
You mean like January?
Whenever school starts up again.
Well,
so it would be
well,
the next
the school
cycle.
Goes from to September to June.
But then it's the next cycle.
You mean I have to wait till next September?
Yep.
All right. That'll be good. I mean, if I can live from till now till then.
Oh, you won't go hungry and you won't be homeless. You're all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to make it through here.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, whoops. I got the wrong thing. Operator error here. Whoops.
No problem.
We did 205, so 1111111. 1111111. What's your name? Where are you from? Anybody there? Nope. Okay. Guess they're just listening. Okay, let's try 215.
Hello,
215.
I'm Natalie.
Hey, Natalie.
Hi.
Are you the lady from California?
No, I'm from Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. What's your question, hon?
I just want to know if I'm going to meet, like, a nice guy anytime soon.
Well, first of all, you need to get ready. You're too picky.
Yeah.
You're letting a lot of guys bypass you.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like you're going to meet somebody. You're going to, it's like a setup. It's sort of like a Jewish grandmother will say, I got somebody for you, and it'll be like a setup. So go on a date and say yes.
Okay.
And it looks like it probably will happen. You'll do it, you know, with distance, you know, but it feels like a holiday thing, but you're going to meet outside for coffee and do the 6 feet distance, you know.
Okay.
But somebody knows somebody knows somebody. What's going to happen? All right, go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you haven't been using anything like a Tinder or one of these apps that can match you up with somebody, I think you actually are in a window of time to have some success with that. So if there's been a break that you've taken from using one of those kind of apps, if something's being told to tell me to possibly look into going back on there for a little while longer.
Okay.
That I feel like also don't use 2020 as a guideline for you not finding somebody you're interested in. Because of everything that's been going on right now, I just don't think that that would be realistic for you. Instead, what I would do is look at this as kind of like the new year turning the corner, turning the page. Things do get better. Things are going to start going forward again, and you'll have more luck going into the end of this year, early part of next year, especially by February.
Okay.
And then so, I also need to add another thing is join things that you're interested in. And then you'll meet people of the same ilk.
All right.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Helped. You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. 203. Hello, 203.
Hi, good evening. Hi.
How are you?
Hi, thank you. I'm good. How are you, too?
Good. Where are you
good.
From?
Okay.
What's your name?
I'm in Connecticut. My name's Pat.
And what's your question?
I am wondering if my son writes a letter regarding money in an account belonging to him, if this is going to help me continue. This is complicated, but it's I've been questioned on money in my account for something I'm applying for or reapplying for. And I just want to make sure with him sending a simple letter saying it's his money, will everything be okay?
No. It's a big mess. You'll have to have him have his own account because it looks like you have more money than what you have.
Okay. So does he need to offer to have his own account in the letter? He's taken the money out.
I know, but it shows that it's in there and what you're trying to apply for makes you have too much money and it's going to mess everything up.
Right. So now they're saying, where was the money transferred to? So my son's going to write a letter saying that he took it out for his personal use.
But it's still going to be a ball of red tape.
Okay. What do you think's going to happen?
I don't think you'll get it because you've had too much money in there.
But it was his because it's a joint account.
I understand, but in what
okay.
you're trying to do, it needs to not be that way.
Yeah, right.
And it's making everything complicated and a mess.
Right. Okay.
And
so
it's like, you have like a paper of rote that they do. That's it. That's all, folks. They don't see anything different. They don't know any different, and nobody's going to figure it out.
Okay, so if he explains he'll get his own account, will that help?
It's showing on your bank account that you've had too much money in there. It doesn't matter whose money it is. They're checking that, and you'll be denied.
Jesus.
Well, I'm not trying to be mean. That's just what I'm getting. Denial.
Oh, I understand. I understand. I know that. I'm just really scared.
So, go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, be patient with it. I keep getting the word patience around the whole situation. Eventually, I feel like it's going to take a while longer than you expect it to, but I feel like with patience, there could be some things to get worked out down the road with it, but I don't just see it being a 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Okay.
The more patient you are about it and realistic you are about it, the better you're going to be with dealing with it. That's what I get.
All right, that helps. Can I just ask
if you'd reapply later down the road, like wait about 6 months, that way your bank account will be clear, then you'll get your assistance you're trying to get.
Yeah. Okay. Can I ask if my dog...
It would be a new cycle year.
Okay. Is my dog okay?
No, he needs to go to the vet.
Will he be all right?
With proper care, yes, he'll be all right, but he needs help. He's having an infection or something.
Okay. Is it an emergency?
What?
Should I get him there right away? Is it an emergency?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
You should take him tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Go ahead, Jay.
Did you
have something? Thank you.
I think I agree with Kelly Joe about your dog as well. I think you'll be able to get care for your dog. Just act on it and don't sit on it. Don't delay it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. God bless.
You too.
God bless.
All right. 925. Hello, 925.
Can you
hear
me?
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Tina, and I'm from California. And
are you the one that called?
Earlier, yes.
Okay. All right. I wanted to make sure you got on the show. Good. What's your question, hon?
My question is there anything attached to me, like a negative attachment? I was told since childhood I've had this attachment on, and I would like to shake it if possible.
But you're just having a shitty time.
Story of my
life.
We
all have ups and downs. You know, you're going to get through it. Be patient with it. And you're going to get yourself out of your quagmire. It's going to take, let's see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 weeks or 5 months. It's not 5 years. And then you'll start getting on a more solid foundation. You won't be struggling
awesome.
So hard. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, there's no negative force impacting your life, like Kelly Joe said. I think it's more about inner stress and just feeling like everything's just not working in our favor. In reality, it is. It's just a course correction 2020. But I do think one of the things, like she said 5 months. Kelly Joe said 5 months. I feel like February, March. So it's about the same time frame. I feel like just stay the path, you know, stay the course. Try to talk yourself up as much as you can. If it means, you know, singing and looking silly in the mirror in your pajamas to get yourself out of a bad mood or whatever it takes, walk around the block, whatever it is, figure out a way to keep yourself in good spirits because good stuff's coming. It's just a little delayed. You're like in a holding, we're all in a holding pattern. But
great.
Go for it.
That's great news. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, thank you very much. Very
thank
much.
You're
that
welcome.
Was very exciting. Well, have a good day.
You too, hon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, I don't know if that's an 8 or a 6. I think 267. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Where are you from and what's your name?
Oh, my name's Donna. I'm from Pennsylvania.
And what's your question?
Hi, Donna.
Okay, could you tell me if someone in work is that I'm kind of interested in? Could you tell me, do you see him being interested in me?
Go ahead, Jay. You can go first.
Or if he's married?
Well, one thing I get from that is that you are going to get to know each other before you even have to worry about that. I feel like from getting to know each other better, you're going to see your compatibility. I don't think he's looking for that right now. If he's single, I don't feel like he's looking for anything new right now. And if he's not single, then he's working through relationship issues. I don't get him being on the search right now for a partner or if you know, for something new. I feel like he's pretty bogged down with a lot of other things going on in his life right now.
Okay.
So my translation with that would mean enter a friendship with each other and then kind of gauge it from there, and that might actually be a better approach for you anyway, more than you realize.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Oops. Hold on a minute. I'm having troubles here. Are you still there, ma'am? Hello? I guess she hung up.
Oh.
Let me try it. Hello, are you still there?
I'm here, yeah.
All right. Sorry, the thing was goofy. It was technical. What you're going to do is you're going to... I see something totally different. I see you meeting an old friend that you haven't seen in 20 years. He's single, you're single. Mano numano, you're the same. And starting up a friendship and then a relationship.
Okay.
And that looks like it'll probably come back into your orbit. March of 2021, even though COVID, I see talking on the phone, a friend of a friend's going to give him your phone number and he'll get in contact with you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, how do you get a hold of you, Jason?
I would just say email me directly, info@socialpsychicradio.com.
And then you can get in touch with me, kellyjoepsychic.com, or just call my phone number, 561-333-5367. All right, we got another caller. 321. Hello, 321. Hello. Nope, nobody's there. Okay. I guess you're just listening. I'll try it one more time. Hello, are you there? Hello, caller. Nope. Hello, caller.
Is that me? No.
Yeah, it's you.
What's this show?
What's your name?
How are you? My name is
Good.
Kathy.
Where are you from?
I'm from Sweden.
Where are you from?
Sweden.
Where are you from?
Sweden.
You said Sweden, right? Yeah.
Yes.
What's your question?
How is your election going to go?
We're not doing politics.
Okay. Then I would like to ask when my business is going to sell.
Go ahead, Jason.
You said when your business is going to what?
Sell? I have it for sale. I'm trying to sell my business.
Okay. Thank you. I get 2021 as a better window than right now. I feel like I'm slowing down right now for the rest of this quarter. So
okay.
I feel like you might have some feelers. You might get some interest, but it's more involved than just a transaction. There's steps to it. There's like regulatory steps or some type of steps or something that occurs. It's positive.
Yeah.
You do sell it, and you're going to be happy with it, but it's going to be sometime in the early part of next year. I feel like the calendar changes over.
Yeah, we have had some interest or some touch and go, so to speak.
I wouldn't be surprised if you continuously get contacted by certain similar people that like are looking and feeling, but not necessarily making a final decision until after they know for a fact their earnings for the rest of 2020, which helps them make decisions on buying your business.
I see. I see. Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Well, I see you making a profit when you do sell. And then you aren't going to run around and not do anything. You're going to start another entrepreneurship after you sell your business. You'll wait at least, you'll take a break for like 6 months, and then an idea will come to you and you'll start another entrepreneurship again.
Oh, good. I have another question. I have a cult that is turning 2 next year. Should I break him then, or should I wait until he's 3?
I'd break him at 2 because he's going to be a pistol. If you wait till 3, he'll be terrible. So do
he'll
it at 2.
Too. Do it at 2.
He'll be worse as a 3-year-old. So break him at age 2.
Get him used
to the blanket, get him used to the saddle, and he's going to be a great horse.
Okay. All right.
He's going to have such a wonderful gait.
He looks like he's floating over the ground when he walks.
I know. His gait is gorgeous. I mean,
yeah.
I got goosebumps, and he's going to be like the wind. He gets this. You might want to think of him being a racer because he just gets this look in his eye and he's gone.
He actually smiles.
He really does smile. I see him smiling.
Okay. So it's better to break him next year. I was a little apprehensive about that.
He'll work with you. He's a good horse. He listens. And you have to do it because he don't listen to anybody else.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Go ahead, Jay.
I was going to say 2 years as well, and I think it's going to be the word I get. You're going to have some tribulations, but nothing negative, like a very positive growth with him. And I feel like over time, you're going to be very satisfied of everything that you're doing right now. So it's going to add into bigger things next year and beyond.
I see. Very good. Very good.
And I see you doing like a click noise with your mouth that you only do with him, and he'll be way out in the back 80, and he can hear that, and he'll come running up.
That's true. He recognizes
that. And he loves carrots.
Okay, so that's why he is so up in my face every time I see him, because I carry carrots for his mom, who is getting medication every day.
But he loves carrots too, so you got to give him some. He's like, me too.
Okay.
He just made me laugh.
So 2 years it is. He's kind of a little flimsy in his way of walking. I wasn't sure his
He's going to bulk up. I get that. Give him some. I'm not a doctor or anything, but he's low in calcium. So if you can give him whatever's high in calcium for a horse.
Okay.
All right. And then,
good
feed. He needs the good hay, the good feed. And that'll help bulk him up. I see him bulking.
It was just a little bit unbalanced, sort of. So I wasn't sure he could carry the weight of a rider,
Well, not right now, but he will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay, very well. So it'd be 2 in February. So I was thinking about March, April next year.
Yes, that's a good time frame.
I see that.
Make sure the person's really light.
He's a Bronco rider. He's a smaller person, but he's probably like 150 pounds, maybe.
That's okay. No higher than that.
Right. Okay, good. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, we got some time. What you want to talk about?
I going into our last quarter of the year, it makes you kind of, I'm already in the last quarter, October, November, December, makes you think how fast the year's gone, but it's also given you an opportunity to really take stock of a lot of things in your life that normally you might not, you know, and I'm kind of embracing that, the fact that we can, you know, be closer to each other, even though we're not physically closer to each other, we can get closer to each other by communicating more or changing up things in your life, you know, that you may not have been able to get to before. So I'm looking at a lot of positives from this year that some people may not look at it and approach it with.
And it's a time to go within. You know, I call it doing the soul healing.
Yes, for sure. So, like, that to me is something special.
Isn't it neat that we have time to do that now?
I agree, which we would have never had that before. With the
because we
the
get
pace
so
of our
busy.
Lives. Exactly.
Doing life, you know, and then another thing, you learn different things, you know, be it, you know, how to do a new thing or writing down your thoughts or taking time, you know, just to do the little things projects like straightening up or, you know, doing those things that you haven't gotten to in bazillion years.
You're right. And just being able to appreciate the moment.
Right.
That's
being
big,
there
that's
now, not
thing.
Thinking about the next thing to do.
Exactly.
You know, and being totally absorbed in that moment. Like the other day I saw a really neat, it was a rainstorm and a rainbow. And that was so neat.
That is
cool.
You know,
the colors were like the most. Beautiful pastel colors. I haven't seen those colors in a long time.
It's kind of like when you actually go outside and try to find your childhood again and you rediscover the awe of a sunrise or a sunset. For most of us, we should try to do that more regularly or stare up at the stars if you can get outside of a city and actually appreciate nature in those ways. Those are the kind of things I think we're being told we should be doing more of right now. Rather than worrying about the next time everything's going to be opened up like it was before all this started.
Right. Get back into nature. It's healing.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, before everybody was staring at the phones.
Yeah. You're right about that. I think everything we're going through right now, it's going to be a transformative year for all of us. And I feel like going forward, history's going to look back on it and we'll learn a lot from this experience, and I think we'll be able to prevent it from ever happening again, hopefully, on the scale and the magnitude of it.
Yes, I believe it's a giant cosmic collective learning curve for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's always, remember, you're the captain of your ship. It's your choice how you react to it. Because life is attitudes, perceptions, and choices.
It's true.
And
absolutely.
Also, you know, there's gnarliness out there, but there's a lot of good out there. There's people doing great things and helping their fellow man that wouldn't have been helped if it wasn't brought to light. Because this COVID, even, you know, and we do need to say a prayer for all the people that have passed. You know, and blessings them and honor them. But it's brought to light a lot of things that weren't seen before. And I think in that light, it's a good thing that the things that need to be brought to light are revealed, like the blanket's been taken off.
That's a good point. Absolutely. Well, and it's like, being able to rip off your own Band-Aid, look at your scar, and be able to figure out what's the next step in your life. Not to overreact. Take inventory. Appreciate it. What's the next step? What do I need to do to make myself better? How do I handle this or tackle this situation that's been bothering me forever?
what collectively everybody's doing.
Yeah.
Totally. Absolutely.
As a society, as everything, for sure. You're right.
Yeah, the world, worldwide.
Globally.
Yep.
You're right, as a whole planet. That's true.
You know, we're all human beings having us. We're all spirits having a human experience.
It is true. What have you found?
And people forget that. They're like, whoa, wait a minute. Well, you know, you always have choice. We're the only on earth, animal earth, that has free will. Angels have to do the will of God.
You know what the hard part is for a lot of people is spending all that time by yourself with yourself.
Right.
If you don't like yourself or if you don't want to deal with yourself, you're going to hate it. People
right.
are used to being entertained by other people.
Right. You know, so uh-oh. It's like you have to learn to like your own company, have yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and sometimes people as children never learn that.
Correct. And I really do think it's going to make people analyze their own childhoods, reflecting on things, their relationships with each other, their relationship with themselves, all that introspection you mentioned earlier.
And I feel like, you know, let the better angels talk, you know?
For sure.
But,
well, you know
you
what
know,
it is, too? I was just going to say, so many of us have the uncertainty of when is this going to get handled, when is it going to be resolved. A lot of us love our annual traditions, our football season, our graduations, birthdays, holidays, and all that's been disrupted. You know, people have
right.
date night usually.
We're grieving.
You know?
We're grieving
yeah.
as a whole for the way it was.
Exactly, and all the loss of life and everybody's families that are disrupted. So it's a pretty significant thing that I don't think any of us thought would happen in our lifetime. Because we thought with modern medicine and modern technology, we could have prevented something like this from occurring. But nature said, nope, I'm still reigning supreme.
Well, my dad never said it right, but he says you're punny next to Mother Nature. Puny. He meant puny.
Yeah. No, it's true.
You know,
well,
it's like,
and that's the other thing. Yeah.
But nature also is a great healer.
You know, that's so true. My first time out in a park in the last several months was a week ago Saturday. I just went out there and went walking around by myself. And it was like, I think they call it tree bathing or nature bathing. It's true. Like if you can go in nature and just chill and just let it like soak it up, you can heal from that. It's pretty powerful stuff.
Oh, yeah, and it's so peaceful and quiet. I think we have one more caller that joined us. I'm not sure. I'm going to. Hello, 727.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
What's your question?
Are you doing readings?
Yes, we are. What's
May
your
I have a reading on the information for my highest and best good in the coming week?
Well, I hear go for it. So if you have an opportunity, go for it.
Okay.
And believe in yourself more. And I see you letting down like a cloak. In other words, you're going to let go of a burden and you're going to be happy, and I see you giggling and humming. I just see you being at peace and just you feel the best you've felt in forever. It's like you're letting something go that you've held on to forever. And you'll be so light and happy. They're showing me like the clouds going away and the sunshine coming out.
Wow.
So that's what I'm seeing, you know. So go ahead, Jay.
I get clarity as something that you're going to gain a lot of clarity and insight in your situations. I also think that, you know, between now and before Thanksgiving, you're going to get some revelations about something that you've been worried about or concerned about the last 2 or 3 months. Something comes positive in November, right after, like the week before Thanksgiving, you got good news about something you've been pondering about, worrying about its impact. I don't know if it's health-related issues or if it's just something else, but there's very positive news coming to you in November ahead of Thanksgiving, as a, you know, the Thanksgiving. I always call that the start of the holiday season traditionally. So there's something positive starting
sure.
in November and working its way into the new year. You're going to have a couple of things you're going to have to, like, hurdle over within yourself and just in general terms, but I do see you being busier as time goes forward as well. You're not going to be as still. I don't know if that's a fear of yours, is like to be not a lot going on, stuck, but I don't see any of that going on for your future self, future path going in the next 4 months or so. I get a trajectory of things picking up and steadily increasing.
Well, thank you, Jay. One of the things that you said about being still and content with yourself during
yes.
the past few months, one of
yeah.
the biggest pluses for me is that I like my own company as good as anybody else's.
That's excellent.
I am thoroughly entertaining.
That's great, though. I think that's the best attitude
yeah,
to have.
Yeah,
if you can't entertain
never,
yourself,
never, ever bored. Ever.
Yeah, and who will you entertain if you can't entertain yourself?
Again, it's I am my own best company. I enjoy people thoroughly.
That's great.
It's real interesting. I'll be quick. I heard one of the most profound things I've ever heard is an interview with Robert Downey Jr., the actor.
Yes.
And he said at the height of his addiction, the thing that was most terrifying for him, and I've heard other people speak of this, was silence. And being alone with oneself.
Of course, I could see that. That makes sense.
Just terrifying for him.
Self-love is one of the biggest important lessons a lot of us overlook as adults, having love for ourselves. And I could see where somebody who has an addiction issue would say that.
Yes.
The reality for us is that dealing in these polarities as we do, that we... were taught, at least many people during my generation, that self-love was equated with narcissism, and they couldn't be further apart.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely agree.
So thank you both for that, and I share it with everyone listening, because
well,
I do think that on these calls that there is a collective energy. So I share it with you, and blessings.
Well, thank you. You also.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, one more time, how do we get a hold of you, Jay?
Sure. Info at the letter D, socialpsychicradio.com.
And KellyJoePsychic.com, 561-333-5367. And thank you, everybody, for making the show great. And we'll see everybody in the future. Thank you. Good night.
Thanks, Kelly Jo.